Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we're continuing the halachas of Makom Patish, opening packages on Shabbos. So we learned last time that sometimes there's an issa kriya, issa tearing, and we had a tesefta that says, the Mishmur brings down, you're allowed to rip off the leather that you placed on top of a chavas of yayin, you're allowed to rip that off. And the Shabbos, why? Three different reasons in the achrayim, in the paiskim, why? Either because it's considered mekalkel, you're rooting something, it's not constructive, and therefore it's mutu kareya. Or like the Shulchan Harav says, the reason is because it's one entity, there's no kriya by one entity. And a third reason is given is because it's a covering, it's a klipa, it's a peel of a food. And when you peel off something of a food, that's not called kireya, it's not called tearing. So for example, a lot of times on top of the bottle of wine, let's say kedem wines, there's this little plastic covering. And I want to rip that thing off. So it's mutter because of all three reasons of kireya, it's not a problem of ripping. First of all, you're being mekalkel, you're ruining it, you're just ripping it right off. Second of all, it's one entity. It's not things that are sewed together or a clothing. It's just a piece of plastic. You're ripping that. That's not a problem ripping. And it's also covering. It's a covering on the food. It's a peel on the food. And therefore, it's pashut, that's mutter, to rip that off. And actually, even though it has that little string that helps you rip it off, the paper on top, that's mutter as well because it's not a problem. Machatech, you don't care. You don't care how exact it is. It just makes it easier to rip off. But avada, when you rip it off, it's a tearing of destructive matter, and therefore it's mutter. But the shaila we want to discuss today is, Mietz Hashem, is the shaila of opening cereal boxes or matzah boxes, which are made with two flaps which are glued together. Now, first of all, is that a problem of kireya at all? So in Shulchan Aruch it says, in Simen Shim Mem Sif Yodalid, Hamadabik Neyarei Sei Oiris Bekon Shal Seifrim, if you glue two things together, two papers or two pieces of leather together with glue, that's called Teifer and Yechayiv. Then the Mechaber says, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'chein ha-mefarek n'yaris devukais o'yaris devukim v'loy nesgavan l'kalkel, you're not trying to mekalkel b'levad, ha-rezet holos kireya v'chayev. That means, if something's glued together and you rip it apart, that is a problem of kireya. The Mishmur there says that if it's not made l'kium, then it's mutter to rip it apart, but it's a called kireya even by gluing something together. So now it comes, you want to open a cereal box or a matzah box, which is the two flaps are glued together, and in order to access the food, you want to separate that. Not only are you going to separate it now, it's going to be used as a good flap now, the two flaps, after you rip it apart. So cereal boxes and matzah boxes, are they mutter to open up those glued together flaps? So there's three shilas when you come to opening this package. First of all, is there a problem of making the box into a kli? And number two, is there a problem of asiyas pesach, making an opening? And the third shila is kireya tearing. Now, regarding the first two questions, a lot of Paiskim wanted to say that's not a problem of making it a kli, because it always was a kli, and it just had the top glued together. And others say there's no problem of a siyas pesach, because it already had an opening, and just glued it together. Now I'm reopening the same old opening, which is not a problem of siyas pesach. The only problem with that taina is that it seems like the metzias, the way they make those boxes are, especially by the matzah boxes, is that they put the bag of matzah or cereal into the box to the side, and they shut the sides of the box. They glue it together. The top is like that before they put the food in. But Lamaisa, the Paiskim still say it's not a problem of making it a kli or siyas pesach, because since the top flap is not glued shut so strongly, so it's considered a kli even before it's open. It's a kli. It's already a kli. Opening up that flap is not making it to the kli. It's not closed so strongly. There is a Rav Moshe Feinstein in Tshuvas and Chelek Dalet that does say this is a problem. He's talking about opening a spout of a milk bottle or of a little dairy creamer, that type of carton, opening that up. He holds it is a problem because I see as kli, but it's a big chiddush, and pashas don't go with their amosha. So legabe makav patish and asiyas pesach, lecher is not a problem. But what happened to the problem of kireya? You're ripping over here. And we said that when you rip something's glued together, it's a problem of kireya. So on this, someone a taina, they know why it's mutter over here to be kireya. The reason why it's mutter is because since it's not made for a long time, it's not made lakiyam, and therefore it's mutter to be kireya. The only problem with that is that it's a big shiloh. What does it mean, not made lakiyam? Some hold it has to be something that's made to open within 24 hours. Others say it has to be made to open within 7 days. And that's most possible like that. If it's more than 7 days, then it's also midrabanon to rip such a thing, because it's called more than 7 days, it's called a shtickle of a kiyam, of a length of time. And most cereal boxes and matzah boxes are made lakim for more than 7 days. They don't expect you to open within 7 days. And therefore, a lot of places can hold, there's a problem of kireya. A lot of places can hold. But others hold, there's no problem of kireya. Why? Because this is made to open, and technically, if they get it to you today, you would open it today. Just punk that sits in the storehouse, and it doesn't get to the store shelves, and it doesn't get to your house for more than a week, So that's not called a kiyum. And therefore, they want to be matir. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, a lot of poskim hold, it's mutter with no problem to open these cereal boxes or matzah boxes. I'll read you from the Sefer Kovitz Halachas from Shmuel Kamenetsky. It says, Kufsois matzah and the goni boiker kiyotzeboy, ashes fosay, mechase, mudvok, mzel, zeh, I did that, it's glued together at the top. It's mutter. The same thing in Rav Simcha Vuhun Kohn in the Shabbos kitchen also says the same thing. He says that it's mutter to open. He says many authorities rule that it's permitted to open the box without a perforated tab in a normal manner, include opening this box. That's what a lot of poskim hold. But there are some who aser. There are some who aser, definitely. They bring that from Rabelski aser, and others aser. So therefore, lechatchila, someone should try to do it with a shinui. He should open the box with his pinky or something like that, because there are poskim who aser, but definitely there are a lot of poskim who matir, and therefore ain limchais for someone who is mekel.